All right, I got my guy, Dr. Paul Barterio. That's my Italian coming out from studying in Italy for 3 months. Dr. Paul is an expert in molecular hydrogen, which I'm very excited about because the more and more I've learned about it, it seems too good to be true. And so I really wanted to connect with a guy who knows a lot about it. And I told you my story, Paul, from being scammed from other companies out there like Trucy, who did hydrogen. And there's just a lot of negativity and a lot of charlatans out there, and you're not a charlatan, luckily. So that's why I had to have you on the show, because I want the expert to break it down for us. So well, yeah, man, introduce yourself. Talk a little bit about, I'm always curious, like, you know, you were a doctor, you still are, but you were a doctor, you know, doing all these other things before you guys started with molecular hydrogen. So what got you into it that you go, oh man, I got to actually create a company and build molecular hydrogen machines because it's that important. The world needs more molecular hydrogen.
Yeah. Well, okay, so this goes back 20 years. So this in 2005, so it's quite a while ago, is when I really became acquainted. But prior to that, I was looking at water as a modality. But literally in 2005, I had a buddy of mine who had an organic food store. And 9/11 happened. People weren't traveling anymore. Half of his revenue from his organic food store was people coming to Disney and buying organic food for their condos, right? And so all of a sudden, no one was going anywhere. And so he was in trouble. He came to me for some help. We gave him help. And as a thank you for all the help, him and his wife took my wife and I on a cruise in 2005. It was the maiden voyage of the Carnival Liberty ship. Well, it was a 9-day cruise. At that time in our life, my wife, when she was on her menstrual cycle, would be down for a week. She couldn't hardly get out of bed. She had anemia. She had thyroid issues. She had just so much issues. So gynecological issues, thyroid, and, you know, short-term memory issues, you name it. She had it. She would just faint. She was so anemic that she would just faint. And I'd always listened for the certain sound she'd make, and I got to go grab her. She's going down. So it was horrible, actually. I was a young man. I was only married 10 years. Now we're married almost 30 years, but I was 10 years married at the time. And I'm like, this is not, you know, this is not good. Like, I want to help this amazing, my queen, right? And so that's what caused me to look into this, to do it. I've been very lucky. I have not had any health challenges, medical issues in my life. Yet my wife has had nothing but that. And so I feel like my compassion for others has been greatly lifted because of her and wanting to help others. So that's really what started my journey with Echo Water. And these people brought water on the ship, and I thought it was the strangest thing in the world, man. Like, they brought water and I drank it, and I didn't sprout wings or fly or levitate off the ground. But my wife felt immediate effects, and she was like, babe, she put her fist together and she's like, I'm craving this water. Like, I can't stop drinking it. Now, mind you, the first day of the cruise was the first day of her cycle. And she was doubled over in pain in the backseat of our vehicle, driving from Orlando down to Fort Lauderdale. And I was like thinking she's going to miss most of the cruise because it was a 9-day cruise, 7 days, she's going to be out. Well, that water that our friends brought, like within 2 days, she was up and enjoying the cruise fully. And I'm like, whoa, what the heck? So no, there wasn't hydrogen in the water because I did test it later, but it did change the ORP, the oxidation reduction potential of the water, which was enough to help her start to recover. And so it was like an aha moment for me. Like, wait a minute. Water, like I wash my car, I drink water, like I shower in it. But that's to me, that's what water was about. It wasn't about health improvement, right? And so I was like, I got to do a deep dive. I got to figure out what the heck this is, because I cannot deny that my wife's menstrual cycle normalized in a 6-month period. I can't deny that her anemia changed. I can't deny these things. But I don't agree it's the pH, because my friends were like, oh, it's the pH. And I'm like, no, it's not. I cannot agree with that. But I got to find out what is the mechanism. And so I was driven to do research, driven to figure out why there was such a benefit, and what was the mechanism? And I figured out later that it was hydrogen gas. I found, we found one study that showed dissolved hydrogen, and that was where the benefits were coming from. And it was like that aha moment for me that was like, oh my gosh, hydrogen. That's kind of what I always thought, because I saw the bubbles and I knew electrolysis, the way it worked. And I'm like, it's got to be hydrogen, but I had no proof. So long story short, it wasn't that I woke up one day and said, I want to create a water machine. That definitely wasn't my reasoning. It was after observing all the benefits that my wife had experienced and the changes and the benefits to our life that I was like, whoa, there's got to be other husbands who don't know what the heck's going on. There's got to be other amazing women who are suffering. I want to help them. And that's really what started it. And so by 2009, I began talking about hydrogen. Everyone thought I was crazy, and later said, oh, he's not so crazy. And so I started developing in 2009, 2010. And by 2011, the Echo brand was not only born, but we were ready to launch. And so that's the story.
It's incredible, because back, I mean, I just learned about molecular hydrogen maybe in the last, 4 years or so, with the whole biohacking kind of community has really popularized it, but back then, I don't remember anybody talking about molecular hydrogen at all. No. So really cool that you were able to create a momentum of, like a revolution in a sense, and keep the movement going where people can get educated and learn, because even right now, it's still the science, there's still a lot we don't know.
Right.
And you have people like Tyler LeBaron, who's kind of like heralded as a molecular hydrogen expert, and they have that free resource, I think, the Molecular Hydrogen Institute, where you can learn more about it.
Right.
Really interesting, too, is that your wife healed. Is she still like just doing great and like perfect?
Yeah. She's doing very well. Of course, she's now in menopause, but the reality is her thyroid, her energy levels, her immune function, her, short term, all those things all went away, and her gut was repaired. And so she is doing much better. There's always room for improvement with all of us. And so, she's doing that. But yeah, I mean, she tells people all the time, I'm alive because of the water.
It's interesting because, you didn't do a parasite cleanse. You didn't do a detox. Right. You didn't do any of that. But what you did do, and I think this is interesting about health, is you just changed the input that the body was receiving. The body started getting a better input. And guess what? The body knows how to heal. It has this innate intelligence. And it did. It got the right input. And then it started going to work. So I think that's really, really, really neat.
Well, yeah, the body is incredible, right? And the body, like anyone else, if you're going to build a house, you need tools. If you don't have a hammer or some way to attach the wood to each other, a house isn't going to last very long because the wind's going to blow it down, right? You could put a house together and you could lay stones on each other. You could lay bricks. You could do all this kind of stuff. It's not going to stand the test of time because you haven't attached all these things together in a actual structure. And that's very much like the body. The body can use bubble gum and tape and do whatever it can do. But when it has the tools to do what it's supposed to do, it can thrive. And one of the most important tools that the body needs is hydrogen. So much that we have a hydrogen generator built into us. So why, really, if you look at why my wife was sick, it's because she had gut damage. And when you have gut damage, you can't produce hydrogen the way you're supposed to. If we look at the body, it's carbon hydrogen chains. So everything in the body needs hydrogen, even HCl, right? The stomach acid is, what's the H? Hydrogen. So you can't even make stomach acid without hydrogen. So when we start talking about digestion issues, we start talking about acid reflux, we start talking about all these issues, we can tie it back in the body to what the body's missing, to why it can't produce that thing it needs to thrive. And hydrogen, believe it or not, is necessary in all critical actions in the body. Whether it's enzyme actions, it's mitochondrial function, it's brain function, it's plasticity of brain, it's plasticity of veins and vessels, it's, you name it, lipid and glucose metabolism. I mean, we start going into some deep science, but the point is, without hydrogen, your body cannot function the way it's designed or supposed to function. It's like a vehicle, right? You need fuel. You can have the most incredible car on earth. If you don't have fuel, it's not going anywhere. You can roll it down a hill, but it's still not what it's designed to do. So in the body, we need hydrogen to the point that if the gut is working properly, we would have anaerobic microflora, and then we would have these amazing little bacteria called hydrogen trophs. And these hydrogen trophs convert short-chain fatty acids, medium-chain fatty acids, and fiber into hydrogen. And we would get hydrogen then, and that manages the oxidation, inflammation, antioxidant pathways, on and on it goes. That's really what hydrogen is. Hydrogen is a reducer of oxidation. And our problem in our society is due to gut damage. And really, most people don't even know what that means. They understand they have gut damage because they can't eat food and they can't eat stuff without having diarrhea and other issues. But they don't know what it really means to have a gut issue. And people have all these marketing terms like leaky gut. And I don't even know what that means. Like, is something rolling down your leg? I don't really know. Like, what's leaky gut? I think you're kind of already leaky gut because, you know, your gut is open, right? It goes, you know, anyways, it's an open system anyways. So the reality is it's a bacterial issue. And 91 to 96% of the bacteria in the gut should be anaerobic microflora. The problem is after an antibiotic or overuse, heavy metals, pesticides, whatever, we end up not having the right anaerobic microflora. We end up with more aerobic bacteria, and therefore we have carbs, sugar craving, anxiety, depression. Whereas if we would change the electrical potential of the gut tissue itself to a negative versus a positive, anaerobic microflora would come back. So when I develop the system, we are making sure that we're dissolving hydrogen gas, not just producing hydrogen gas, but we're dissolving hydrogen gas so that it gets down into the colon and can change the polarity of the gastrointestinal tract. When we change the polarity, that's when the anaerobic microflora are like, wahoo, we got our house, our community, our terrain is back. Yay. Let's set up a neighborhood, right? And that's really what the water's doing. And we have studies on this. There's studies on 217 disease models so far. I mean, the science is incredible, but we need to understand. Well, I know it's no shock to anyone. I didn't create hydrogen. I didn't make it. It's been around for a long time. It's part of life, the genesis of life. And the reality is it's so important that the great engineer of our bodies put a hydrogen generator in us. This is how critical hydrogen is. So I created the system really to combat gut damage, because within 2 weeks, if people drink the right amount of water, they can have huge benefits with their gut and the kind of foods they can eat and their digestion. So that's really what we're doing. We're helping people with their gut. We're helping people with immune function. We're helping people with antioxidant. We're helping with brain, mitochondrial function for energy. All these kind of things is what are happening. So we're getting hydrogen back into the body, because what we need to understand foundationally is hydrogen was supposed to be there in the first place. And if it is and has and was, we wouldn't have all the rise in disease models. We wouldn't have all the issues that we're suffering from in society today, because we'd have hydrogen.
Yeah, makes complete sense. You fix the gut. We know that 80% of the gut, we don't even know if that's the right number, 80% of the gut is tied to the immune system,
right?
Gut-brain axis. When we think about anything right, brain-related, ADHD, anything like that, it's a lot of gut mood, depression, all those things. So that makes a lot of sense. And I was just thinking as you were talking, you produce hydrogen in the water, we drink it, so you get an overabundance of hydrogen gas. It gets into the body. I always think of the body wanting to be in balance, but if you're oversaturating it, how come that doesn't like disrupt the body? Like, we can give it more hydrogen. Now, you mentioned something though about this whole electrical charge. Behind me, I have a book. There's a book called "The Body's Electric" by Robert Debecker. I think it's Robert Debecker. And we talk about this. So everything you're saying makes complete sense to me. This charge, and we are a battery. People forget that we are a battery.
Yeah. And so, hydrogen is used to make batteries, right?
Yeah. So now I'm wondering as I'm thinking this overabundance of hydrogen that we're lacking, is it that you're giving the body more, or is it that it's creating, is it the shift in the charge of the body, which is that's creating, or is it a little bit of both? I don't know.
So normally we would, hydrogen gas would be created in the colon during the fermentation of food. So anyone making kombucha, you see bubbles, right? Fermentation, a byproduct of electrolysis, fermentation, whatever we're doing, is gas. Just like in your car, you have a tailpipe. In your body, you have a tailpipe. You create gases when you convert other things into energy or fuel. Well, the body does the same kind of thing. In our gut, we're converting different items into stuff. And so we have flatulence, right? So part of flatulence would and should be hydrogen gas. So the bottom line is, if we don't have the right bacteria, we can't convert those foods. It'd be like putting diesel in a car that's designed for unleaded. It's going to damage the system. If we don't have the right bacteria, then we can't process certain foods. And that's where you have people that eat a salad and have diarrhea, because there's fiber and they can't process the fiber, so they have diarrhea. The reality is, when we get the electrical potential and we get the right bacteria back into the gut, then we can process foods and we can create hydrogen. It's not like we need a ton of hydrogen. We typically would produce 10 to 12 liters of hydrogen gas per day. That's about the capacity of what we could do. And part of it would go out the tailpipe of our body, obviously. Part of it would be absorbed in. But what's beautiful is the hydrogen trophs themselves, they take 30% of the hydrogen gas as their energy source. The very bacteria that create hydrogen use hydrogen as their energy source. So it's a very symbiotic relationship, very beautiful relationship. And then the rest of the hydrogen goes into our system to manage oxidation. And that's what the beauty of all this is oxidation is natural. Oxidative stress is not natural. So hydrogen, which is a reducer, would come into the system and reduce oxidation so that we never get outside of a normal range and have oxidative stress and then inflammation. That's when you get disease. So it would keep the body in a homeostasis perspective so that we would be able to function in an appropriate manner. So it's not like we're giving the body abundance or extra hydrogen. We're giving hydrogen where it doesn't have much. And because of the lack of hydrogen, when we put hydrogen into the body in gas form, the body is like, whoa, thank you. I've been needing that for a while. And it goes to work. Hydrogen starts modulating pathways because it is a signal modulator. There's over 200 biomolecules in the body that are regulated simply by having hydrogen present. It doesn't have to be a lot of hydrogen. Of course, there are companies out there marketing hydrogen and trying to talk like, oh, you need a lot of hydrogen. That's like saying we need a bigger siren for the hotel for our fire alarm because somehow it's going to be better. It's loud enough, people. If you're going to hear the fire alarm, you're going to know what to do. We don't need to have a bigger, louder siren to have modulation of human behavior. Everyone that hears that fire alarm knows what it means. It doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't have to be the loudest thing in the world. The same is true for society. You don't yell, I love you at people. It has the same effect when you say it nicely. Hydrogen is like that. We don't need volume. We don't need, you know, to be the highest amount of hydrogen in the body because it's going to be breathed out. All the excess is going to be exhaled out. What we need is hydrogen in the system. And why am I saying that? Which seems in opposition to what some other marketing people are saying. They say, you know, more, 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 more. Well, in the studies, when we look at the neuroprotective effects, when we look at all that was needed was 0.1 parts per million of hydrogen gas to stimulate gastric ghrelin to go to the hippocampus, the hypothalamus, and brainstem. So we clearly know from that study and others that a small amount of hydrogen can do the same thing because it's not about volume. It's about a signal modulation. So the fact that hydrogen, and let me use this example. Maybe this will be good for people to understand. At your place of employment, you have a manager. You only need one. If everyone's a manager, it's a problem. You need one manager. Without the manager, people are probably sitting around playing, right? You put the manager in place. All the managers do is coordinating activities. Okay. Hey, Paul, go do this. Hey, Joel, go do this. Hey, blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. Paul and Joel are going to work. We're ready. We know what we need to do. Without the manager or the modulator, Joel and Paul might be like, well, I don't really know what we should do. I kind of have an idea over here. I should be doing this, but I don't really know. You know, so we're just going to sit here and do whatever we think is best, but maybe it's not exactly what we need. Well, hydrogen is that manager, that coordinator in the body, and it gives direction to do things, and it creates reactions as well in the body that cause other things to happen. And so by virtue of having hydrogen, things happen that are supposed to happen. If you don't have hydrogen, it's like not having the manager at the office. Maybe the work's not going to get done. Maybe it will, but maybe it's not. So the reality is that's really how people need to think about hydrogen. It just needs to be present. And as long as we're getting hydrogen into the body on a daily basis, it doesn't need to, we don't need to be freaking out about, I got to have the highest amount of hydrogen. We just need hydrogen in the day, during the day, throughout the day, and everything will be being modulated and it'll work beautifully.
Nice. Talk about a little bit about ghrelin, because okay. I've heard you go deep on this topic. And when you were talking in the past, I was like, okay, I have no idea. When I think of ghrelin, I think of leptin, I think of satiety hormone, and I think of ghrelin being the hunger hormone, telling our body, hey, I'm hungry. I always think of it in terms of weight loss, but you made it seem like, buddy, it does way more than that. Could you kind of explain to folks kind of the difference and why it matters when it comes to hydrogen?
Yeah. And you're right. Your points are perfect, because ghrelin is called the hunger hormone. I don't know that it makes us hungry, but when we are hungry, I think ghrelin secretions are released. And ghrelin primarily goes to the hippocampus, the hypothalamus, and the brainstem to sharpen our mind. And maybe it's when we were hunter-gatherer and we're trying to go hunt something. When we were hungry, ghrelin went to the brain so we could hunt better and be sharper. I don't know. Sometimes when you fast and you're hungry, you're sharper too. And you shouldn't be. You should be not sharp, right? We should be laying around. I'm so hungry. But you're not. We're sharper. And I think it's ghrelin secretion. So it is called the hunger hormone. But what ghrelin really does, if someone was to do a topical study on ghrelin, G-H-R-E-L-I-N, it is an acronym. It's a growth hormone releasing enzyme. It's a whole thing. You start looking at circadian rhythms. You start looking at almost every system in the body is affected by ghrelin in some way or another. Leptin and ghrelin are called master hormones for a reason. They both are actually responsible for a lot of things. They don't just have one role. There's many roles. And so not that I would say this is the best source necessarily, but even if you went to Wikipedia and you typed in ghrelin, you could spend almost a year in a topical study on all the benefits of ghrelin in our human body. Like I said, circadian rhythms, like how we sleep and what have you. It's really amazing. When we start looking at neuromotor skills, when we start looking at the way the brain functions, when we start looking at plasticity of the brain, when we start looking at all these kind of things, ghrelin is involved with all of that. And so there's actually studies out there with autism showing that they have a lack of ghrelin secretions, and that when they caused them through atenolol or other aspects, when they got hydrogen back in their system, the autistic behaviors went away. So I don't think we know everything that ghrelin does, but it's pretty serious and pretty amazing what ghrelin does do. And I encourage everyone to do a deep dive on ghrelin. And so how do you get ghrelin in the body? Hydrogen is the fastest, best way to get ghrelin, because ghrelin can only be produced in the gut or the stomach. So when you drink water that has hydrogen in it, as soon as that hydrogen hits the stomach, within minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you have ghrelin secretions going to the hippocampus, the hypothalamus, and the brainstem, modulating cognitive function or brain function. And it's amazing.
Wow. On that note, talk about a little bit about brain health and just some of the studies. One of the reasons I reached out to you was because my son, when he was 3, got a TBI. And I noticed afterwards, there were just issues in terms of him with anger control and things like that. And I really, unfortunately, I couldn't get him in an H-spot chamber. And at the time, it just wasn't possible. He didn't want to do it. And so now I'm kind of playing catch up. He's six now. And I'm like, what ways can I help heal him and get him better? And you said, Joel, hydrogen's an absolute game changer. Believe me. Talk to people about that if they're interested in brain health and TBIs.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So there are many studies TBI related at hydrogenstudies.com. That's the site we put together. The best resource on the internet for looking up hydrogen studies is hydrogenstudies.com.
And by the way, your website is, I've checked it out. It's updated it's more updated than the Hydrogen Institute.
Right.
Which I appreciate. So there were even more studies I found on your website. So hydrogenstudies.com is a great one.
Oh yeah. And we're adding more here in the near future. So yeah, we'll probably add 100 or 200 more. So we'll be up around 1400 pretty soon. So there's 1250 studies on there, 217 double blind studies, 217 disease models. But if you were to type in TBI or brain or whatever, you would find a ton of studies on that topic. And I would tell you there's a lot of benefits with brain. I think neurofeedback is also critical for those that have brain injuries and what have you. And I've got an amazing guy who does incredible at neurofeedback, and he'll ship a computer and stuff to you and you do it for 30 days and people feel like a new person. But the reality is hydrogen can help with TBIs. And we have many studies on brain injuries, traumatic brain injury, concussion, all these kind of things. And so hydrogen would be an absolute solution that people should try. My amazing son, his name is Jackson. He was in Arizona on a mission and he got hit by a truck while on a bike. And even though he had a helmet on, he still ended up having a brain injury and concussion, a minor concussion, which I started seeing the same things, Joel, when we would talk with him or when he would be journaling, we could just tell he had sleep issues right away. He couldn't sleep well. He was starting to where he was waking up multiple times a night. He was falling asleep when normally like you wouldn't be falling asleep. When you're sitting with other people talking, he'd fall asleep because he was just sleep deprived, right? And so you look at these things, the hydrogen really helped him, neurofeedback really helped him, craniosacral therapy really helped him, getting him on an appropriate diet with essential oils and things like this. The fatty acids are really good. There's a number of things that needs to happen when there's a brain injury. And to your point, the quicker you get to it, the better. We started noticing when he had his brain injury, within 4 months, there were some pretty significant injury, and his sleep patterns were different, and he would get aggravated or have more aggressive behavior, stressed out way faster than we ever observed in him before. And even today, he's back and off, and luckily within 4 months we were able to start getting him on treatments because we started seeing these behavior changes, and they're very indicative of a TBI or brain injury, period. So it isn't like anything's wrong with someone when that happens. That's pretty indicative of a TBI. So the reality is get someone as fast as possible getting treatment for help. We took him to a neuro clinic. I mean, he's doing much, much better now. Sleep and hydrogen water, and these other things would be some of the most important things. But again, there's many studies on hydrogenstudies.com on TBIs, on brain-related injuries. And so it is a huge, huge help.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, too, on the whole studies thing, there's thousands of studies with molecular hydrogen done. One of my big beefs, though, with hydrogen, I'm like, okay, I see the studies. This is good. I love the data. But one of the sticking points for me was, yeah, but most of these are done on animals or rats. Not many are done on humans. I think there's, how many are done on humans roughly? Is it like 40 or something? Or maybe there's a little bit higher now. Maybe actually, I think your website has a lot more than.
Human studies?
Yes.
18.4%.
Okay. In So how do you, and how have you been able to reconcile? I mean, obviously, I'm a big fan of results. So if I see good results, I don't really care what some of the studies show. But what would you tell people like me if you're like, yeah, but Joel, you know, most of these were done on rats. These weren't done on humans. I know there's a handful, a handful of studies done on humans, but.
Well, there's 217.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's significant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got double blind placebo-controlled human studies. 217 is very significant. Out of 1,250, 217 of them are human. And you're talking disease models. And not only are you talking disease models, but the outcomes are significant. Like some of the studies on colon cancer, for example, will say hydrogen water can inhibit colon cancer.
Wow.
So that's, you know, that's significant.
That's a lot better, Paul, than some of the studies done by the CDC recently.
Right.
I'll say that.
Right.
Wanted to talk to you, too, about inhalation versus drinking, because when I was talking to you, I go, hey, this is great, but my son has a TBI. I think, don't you think it's going to be better for him to have molecular hydrogen, an inhalation device? And you said, Joel, you don't need to worry about that. Drinking it will give you just the same effect. Talk about just if anybody's wondering whether they should be inhaling hydrogen or drinking it. And then I know you're in the process of actually building one, but you said not to worry. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we are going to introduce inhalation. That's going to be way less money than what's out there now. But here's what I would say. Here's what I would say. Inhalation is going to immediately affect lungs and blood. And that's primarily where it's going to go. When you're breathing in, obviously, it's going to hit the lung and it's going to hit blood pretty quickly. It's not going to go into the gut. And so inhalation definitely has benefits. I mean, you can type in COVID on hydrogenstudies.com and you'll find 9 studies from China, all inhalation related, that have to do with long COVID, acute lung issues. And so that makes complete sense. Now,
there's some tanks too, right? Some hyperbaric hydrogen tanks that they I think Oswald.
In 1975, 1978, there were 3 studies on cancer done. I don't know that anyone's doing hydrogen hyperbaric anymore. I think people are worried about blowing somebody up, but okay. You know, you got to be careful not to mix oxygen and have a spark.
It's a lot
right?
easier to just drink it too. Let's face it.
Yeah. So yeah, don't smoke while inhalation is going. But anyways, the point is, when I like, my favorite is through water because it's easier. It's faster. With inhalation, you need to be sitting down for 45 minutes and breathe. Not everybody has that time. Yeah. And it's kind of a little bit limiting with lifestyle typically. You know, when you put a glass of water and drink it, you've had the same effect. And you're off to the races. You're out to car, you've got your sport ball or whatever you're doing. So from a lifestyle perspective, it's a lot easier when you have hydrogen coming through water. Plus, you're hydrating the person. Inhalation is not going to hydrate you. And we need hydrogen down in the gut to repair the gut so the body can produce hydrogen naturally the way it would. This is what's critical for me. I think we need to mimic the human body. And you would not be breathing in hydrogen. That's not how we would naturally get it. That is a way to get it, and there are benefits. So I don't want anyone to think I'm poo-pooing inhalation. There are a bunch of studies on our Hydrogen Studies website that are inhalation as well. And you can segment them. You can look up water, hydrogen, you know, different ways. There are some people that have sticks that you put in water. There's tablets, right? There's all kinds of ways to create hydrogen gas. I will tell you the most effective, in my opinion, is with water because it's hitting many places. You're getting it into the gut, which is where it should be produced in the first place. You're getting the ghrelin secretions to the brain, which is critical. You absolutely are getting hydrogen into the blood and into the lungs. So we have cancer studies that are showing that with the water. So again, there's different ways to get it. You would naturally produce it. That would be the ultimate, but I like water the best. And then next, I like inhalation. I'm not a fan of the tablets that you drop in water. I used to sell them years ago. Once I created the sport bottles and you just push a button and you can see the hydrogen gas going right in there, oxygen's coming out the bottom. And so that's very exciting. That is not only less costly, but a far better quality of hydrogen, because you have pure hydrogen going in. And because we're not mixing with oxygen, we're not making Brown's gas, we're making hydrogen gas, which is where your studies are focused on. And so buying a bottle like this and having it for 5 years would be a lot better than buying tablets every month for $50. It just doesn't make any sense. And not everybody likes the taste of magnesium anyways. And so you don't have that with these. And there's nothing to replace, because we're actually separating water molecules, and that's how we're getting the hydrogen. There's nothing to, you don't need to add hydrogen. You don't need to do anything. There's a lithium ion battery that you charge, and that's all you need to do. And so just don't drop it, you know, from a tin, you know, out the window or something. But there's no plastic, you know, the BPA free plastics, all this kind of stuff. So I find that that's more effective for someone cost wise, because people buying the tablets, now you got to choose which family member you're going to let them have the tablets. It's like, well, we got special Johnny, only he gets the tablets, or, you know, whatever. So long story short, we need to accomplish what we need to accomplish. And I would say common sense wins. Why keep buying something if you can pay for something that can produce hydrogen? And I like having these for travel. It kind of gets old if this was your only water source. So I would say people that are skeptical, get the bottle, enjoy the benefits, and then go, oh, okay, I'm feeling the benefits. So now I'm going to get a machine so that I'm not having to make 10 ounces. This makes 10 ounces, right? So imagine if you're drinking, you know, 70 or 80 ounces of water a day, you're going to have to use this thing 7 or 8 times a day, put water in it. Our other devices will filter out the toxic components of water and then put hydrogen in it for you to have. That's a better solution long term. But for people that are skeptical, or people that know they're going to travel or want something to work, get the bottle to try it. When you experience the benefits, then you can get the next one. But
yeah, the bottles are super affordable. I mean, in buying like 2 packs of tablets, you would save money back. It's totally worth it.
Exactly.
And I love what you said. So when I asked you too, you know, you had told me, like, Joel, like, think about it, gut brain connection. And we talked about that earlier in the podcast, gut brain connection. Right. So you get it in the gut, it's systemic, it's going throughout the entire body. And that was really helpful. And I think the majority of the studies done on molecular hydrogen were done drinking it. It wasn't inhalation. There's less studies on that. So it even, you know, makes more sense that way too. Like, most of the studies were done with drinking the water. So that helped me as well.
China has the most studies on inhalation, because I think there's this trend that's coming where doctors are billing people to sit in a chair, put a cannula, and just breathe, right? So they're actually billing them for that 45 minutes. Kind of like getting in a HBOT or something. You're going to bill someone because someone's not going to get that in their house. And the inhalation units were really expensive, so most people don't have them. So that's what started happening, is doctors and clinics were billing. And so because people were seeing that, they assumed something was better. And China was kind of the first ones to start doing the inhalation. And so they wanted to do studies on it. And so that's where you have them coming out of. But water comes from Japan and Korea and China. And so 3 of the 4 main supplier countries are making water products. Only one of the countries is really making inhalation devices to speak of, and that's China. And so I don't know. I think both have benefits, but I believe there are more benefits with the water, and it's a lot easier from a lifestyle or a compliance perspective to actually be able to use the water in daily life.
Totally agree. Imagine getting my 6-year-old to put a nasal cannula up his nose. And by the way, I have 2 boys. Imagine them sitting for 45 minutes. Gosh, good luck.
No,
not going to happen.
No.
So Paul, talk about talk about your machines, what makes them unique, different. And then you've got several different machines too. And I love, talk about the differences, because you broke it down. And what I love about you is, you were on another podcast talking about pH, and we talked about it earlier, but you know, there's still people out, grifters out there, that are like, oh yeah, it's all about pH. And you came out and said, It is absolutely not about pH. However, I include it on one of my machines, and here's why. So I really appreciate that. But yeah, talk about your models, what makes them different and unique.
Thank you. So we have three devices that would be something you could install in a kitchen. Either two of them can be countertop or under sink. One is pretty much under sink. One of them produces four types of water. We call it the Echo Ultimate. This is for someone who wants a chemical-free kitchen, typically going to be a female. Sorry, dudes. I am one, so I can say that. But the reason I say that is the machine makes four types of water. It makes a filtered only for coffee and tea and big, you know, containers, Rubbermaid containers that have Gatorade in them or whatever for the soccer game. Then it makes hydrogen water for drinking. And in the hydrogen water, there's no pH change on purpose. There is no medical benefit for drinking something that's higher pH. Your stomach acid is going to buffer it right away. In other words, if you drink a water from an electrolysis device, it's a 9 pH. Within second, the pH is going to be lowered down because your stomach is an acid environment, not an alkaline environment. And as soon, and if you don't believe me, get the water from one of these electrolysis devices. Pour a glass of pH 9 or 9.5 water that everyone seems to think is amazing. Put a few drops of lemon juice in it and see what happens to the pH. It's going to plummet. Well, if lemon juice can do that, what do you think stomach acid is going to do? Stomach acid is even lower. It's a 1.5. You know, when we look at bile, it's a 1.5. When you add some gastric juices, the stomach environment is a 3 to a 5 pH. Why do we think putting a 9 pH? And some people say, oh, it's going to make the body less acidic. No, it's actually not. It's just going to put a metabolic burden. And what I mean by that is when you, whatever you put in the stomach that's alkaline, your body's got to produce HCl, hydrochloric acid, to reduce the pH again. Well, guess what? If you don't have hydrogen in your system, your body can't produce HCl. So now you're creating a problem and you're compounding the problem by forcing the body to do something it can't do. So we do not change the pH of the source water. We're dissolving hydrogen gas and we're changing the ORP of the water to a negative 400, 600. In the Echo Ultimate, it's definitely around a negative 600. So that's the first two types of water, the first two of the four, filtered and then hydrogen water, which is 1.8 parts per million of hydrogen gas at a quarter gallon a minute of production time. Then we have alkaline water, four levels, and that is for cleaning dirt. So it's for rinsing lettuce and vegetables and things like you, when you're going to prepare a meal, you need to wash the dirt unless you like eating dirt, but you need to wash the dirt off of your vegetables. And the alkaline water, the higher the pH, the more of a surfactant it is. That's what soap does. Lye does that, right? So we allow you in the Ultimate machine to make the alkaline water four levels. And ultimately, you can have cleaning with that. And that's going to be organic, like dirt, things like that. Then the fourth water is the acid water, which reason we call it acid water is A, the pH is below 7, but B, it's got hypochlorous acid. Now, hypochlorous acid is, the EPA says it's 80 to 200 times more effective than bleach, but non-toxic. So it does have a kill spectrum, and our devices are EPA registered, whatever, the facility registrations. And so with the acid water, you also have four levels. So you can kill E. coli, salmonella, MRSA, staph, COVID. That's what hypochlorous acid does. And it's all based on the potency of the hypochlorous acid. The parts per million governs the contact time for having a full kill spectrum. So in that machine, you have your drinking water, you have your cleaning water, you have your disinfectant water. And a lot of people will clean their face, their mouth. If they have acne or psoriasis, the acid water is perfect. If they have pink eye or dry eye, chronic dry eye, they have psoriasis, eczema, any of these kind of issues, even just cuts and scrapes, burns, the acid water is excellent for that. So that's why we make the machine with the different water types. Not because I want you drinking alkaline water, heavens no. It's to use for cleaning and disinfecting. The other machine, the Echo H2, makes two types of water, filtered only, and then the hydrogen water with no pH change. And then we have the server, which makes one type of water, hydrogen water. And now that one does not have a filter. The Echo Ultimate and the Echo H2 machine both have filters to remove heavy metals, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, forever chemicals, glyphosate, all this kind of stuff. the server is designed to go in a house that someone already has filtration, or they're purchasing a filter from us because there's no filter in the server. So therefore there's no maintenance with the server. And so those are the three, I would say, machines or devices that we have. The rest of our devices are portable, battery operated, not only, you know, a bottle like this, but we have a pitcher that's a half a gallon. We have another white sport bottle. And now this comes in pink and blue. So right. Very, very exciting for people who like pink and blue. So, you know, that's the
they're going to be selling out at everybody's reveal parties, Paul.
I know. They're going to be like, is it a boy or a girl? Yeah. Let the echo go tell us. Yeah. So anyways, I hope that helps people understand. Now, for those that don't want to spend the money on the ultimate to get the hypochlorous acid, we have another product also called the Echo Clean, which is a bottle you put tap water in, push the button, 3 minutes later, you have hypochlorous acid and you can disinfect and clean your home. And it's a very beautiful, elegant looking, you know, spray bottle.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Electronic. So we do have that as well. So don't think you have to get the ultimate to get the acid water. If you want all in one machine, get it. If you want to have the less expensive machine, and you can get the Echo Clean to get the hypochlorous acid water.
Very cool, man. Amazing stuff. I want to start wrapping things up and then we'll let everybody know where they can find you and connect with you, learn more about you. But any exciting projects or anything that you guys are working on?
Yes. So we're working on a new countertop unit that for people that can't plumb something into even a faucet or anything, this unit will have a gallon capacity to pour water into, and it has two filters on board, and then it creates the hydrogen water and filters it and does everything as a countertop unit. So that one will be available soon. The year, we're thinking in the first quarter, what have you, maybe sooner. But that's exciting, what's going to be happening there. And then I won't let the rest of the cats out of the bag, but we have some other amazing stuff, of course, happening with Echo.
Very cool. Dr. Paul, last but not least, anything I didn't ask you before we close out, anything that you wish I had asked you?
No, I just want everyone to know it's safe. There's no age group. There's no demographic that's an issue. There's no contraindications with any of the 1,250 studies. It's safe for everyone. It's something you want to do in your life. Again, if you want to live your divine potential, get hydrogen back into your life, and you'll be able to do that. But it's safe for everyone, every demographic, every age group, everything. You can take medications with it because the pH isn't high. There's no issues. A lot of people, and we talked about cancer studies, diabetes. We have 62 diabetes studies, 117 cancer studies out of the 1,250. So people with diabetes, 80% of them were normalized in an 8-week study with a 12-week washout. Impaired glucose tolerance, as well as type 2 diabetes mellitus and type 1. There are studies on all of it. Wow. Showing, and at the end of that study, it said H2 supplementation can prevent type 2 diabetes mellitus and impaired glucose tolerance. So very, very, very significant. Anyone out there, please tell your neighbor, friends, family members, anyone you know that has any disease model. Hydrogen can help, most likely. But tell them, because imagine if all you got to do is drink water, and Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, ADHD, ADD, diabetes, cancer, if it can help, if it can help, it's worth it. It's worth it. So tell everyone, especially this time of year when we're giving thanks for everything. Hopefully those that have really good health are giving thanks for health. Those that don't have, we're here to help you. We want you to have the best health. We want you to accomplish your potential on this planet and be able to thrive and live. And, you know, I think this time of year, we're all hopefully having gratitude.
Yeah, man. So amazing. Man, last but not least, Dr. Paul Barretiero. Tell us just where you can, just where to connect with you, where to learn more about Echo H2 and just all the exciting things that you guys are doing.
Thank you. So our website is echoh2o.com. We're going to have a link that you guys can have for the podcast that'll give you some discounting because, you know, Joel took all this time to educate you. Let's get you a discount and love on you. So we have that available. That's a great opportunity. to have a discount. Discounts are always good. Anyways, but Echo H2O, like Echo Water, but Echo H2O, like oxygen, not H20, H2O.com is our main website. You can go to hydrogenstudies.com to do the research. And of course, we do have, you know, Facebook and Instagram and whatever, but yeah, we're here to serve you. We're here to help, but echoh2o.com.
Amazing. When once I get mine installed, because I'm not a plumber, but once I get mine installed, I can't wait to have you back on, and I want to maybe geek out a little bit more and then kind of talk about the results that I had, because I think it's really important, and I think people are going to want to know. So we'll definitely,
awesome.
We'll definitely have a follow up, man. Appreciate you so much, brother. Especially like you said, we're, this is Thanksgiving week. We're recording this.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to connect with like-minded souls. So I appreciate you, man.
Thank you. It's an honor.